In a sweeping move following the April 22 terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Indian authorities have suspended all visas issued to Pakistani nationals, directed the deportation of Pakistanis residing in India, and formally initiated the suspension of the decades-old Indus Waters Treaty, according to India Today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah convened a high-level security meeting on Friday, following which chief ministers of all states were instructed to identify and remove Pakistani citizens from their respective states. The Ministry of External Affairs had earlier announced the immediate suspension of visa services for all Pakistani nationals, with those on medical visas granted a grace period until April 29. The measures follow what Indian officials have described as a terrorist attack targeting Hindu tourists at the Baisaran Meadow in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Ayodhya. 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen were killed, while multiple others were wounded. Prime Minister Narendra Modi responded with a public vow to punish the perpetrators, stating, "India will identify and punish every terrorist, and those behind them." On Wednesday, the Indian Cabinet Committee on Security approved a series of retaliatory actions. These include shutting down the Atari Land Transit Point, advising Indian nationals against traveling to Pakistan, and formally notifying Islamabad of the suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty. In response, Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC, on Thursday warned that any attempt by India to block water flow into Pakistan would be treated as an act of war. The statement followed a high-level NSC meeting, which also approved the closure of the Wagah border crossing. On Friday, the Senate of Pakistan unanimously passed a resolution rejecting India's allegations linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack, calling them baseless and politically motivated.